You're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We just heard George Benson on Broadway live from the Best of George Benson Live on 8-track from a soul mix. Someone recorded a bunch of records of theirs onto an 8-track, and it showed up in a thrift store, and then I fixed it and fixed the 8-track player so that it would play it. Lots of work going into this for no real obvious reward, except, you know, like when you find a source and then specific things come out of that type of recording device, like a format, different formats, different things show up on different formats or tend to. So a lot of music from the 70s tends to show up on 8-tracks for various, very obvious reasons. 8-tracks weren't around for too long, thank God, because they don't last. They're very, you know, by their very nature, they like self-destruct. But you can coax them back to life, and that's why it's beautiful to find what's on them, especially when there's no label on them to tell you what's on them. So it's always a big surprise. And I was actually telling the caller, John, earlier that a lot of the soul that you just heard, some of it, came from a David Bowie Diamond Dogs 8-track that someone had recorded over. All of the songs on Diamond Dogs recorded over and put soul and funk, which was a happy surprise. But they left one track on it without recording over it, and I'll play that later. But you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is a music talk. It's 8 o'clock or just after 8 o'clock. So I want to do my job here and play some promos for you, also keep you informed about the great things that we have going on this radio station.
Saturday afternoons at 1, Cause and Effect takes you on a 2-hour tour through a musical world. Every week, our hosts choose an artist, a genre, or a concept and explore it thoroughly, highlighting influences, related artists, and musical descendants. From pub rock to Cold Wave, Dion to Missy Elliott, Bikini Kill to Okkervil River, you never know what you'll hear next on Cause and Effect, Saturday afternoons from 1 to 3 on WRIR, the sound of surprise.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And again, all 8-tracks tonight. And I want to give another shout out to Jen Ken, noise artist who I met through Tommy. Ken did a tour of 8-track magic. And basically people manipulating 8-track players to sound even worse than they would if you just left them alone. But the cacophony of all the different 8-track players playing at once was always interesting. And that's the joke. Like you heard earlier where I was trying to play the Commodores easy and then it ended up playing like 2 songs at once. That's the worst. Some 8-track players have an adjust, like a fine-tune knob that you can like basically move the tape head where it needs to be to only play one of the songs. But some of them don't have that, and those I would just leave alone. That's the 8-track player I have. I was able to tune it so that if it were playing a little piece of the next track, you can just move the tape head just a little bit. So here is another 8-track with a surprise that I didn't know was on the 8-track. It's Grover Washington Jr., Mr. Magic.
Thank you.
Shout out to Straw. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you. a young woman, and I can't afford to do all the things you do for this man. I don't even have a job, and I can't buy his clothes, pay his condo, and I surely can't keep money in his pocket. But I can give him what he needs, and that's all he expects from me.
as long as he takes care of home. Kind of a conversation there between those two songs. Before that was Barbara Mason from His Woman to You. Songs about cheating, as one might expect from the 70s. Up next is a song off of Charlie's Records, a Calypso label and studio in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Fulton Street. Charlie's Records. Shout out to Charlie, legend of Calypso recording and Calypso music. Had his own label, Charlie's Records, and his own shop that was very popular in Brooklyn and all over the world. And when I visited him in Crown Heights several years ago, hope he's still doing well. Much respect to Charlie. He let me go down into the basement of the record store because he had a bunch of extra old 45s and stuff. And then I found some 8-tracks there, and I knew I could get them working, so they were in really nice shape. And this Calypso 8-track, the 8-track is called The Best of Calypso Tapes, but it's an 8-track. Yeah, mostly Calypso, but one artist, Carol Addison, on that Charlie's Records 8-track Calypso tape. More of a soul kind of song. Carol Addison with Born to Shine from Charlie's Records 8-track here on If Music Could Talk.
Never knew I'd give my heart
Yeah, and I did a little research. That was Carol Addison, Born to Shine from Charlie's Records, Best of Calypso 8-track. And I did a little research on the internet here, and the legendary Ralston Charles of Charlie's Records, founder of Charlie's Records, apparently still around, and thank God. Such a legend, and so happy and lucky that I got to meet him. And there was a documentary that premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival a couple years ago about Charlie's Records, and I'm interested in seeing it. I don't think it's been released digitally online yet, or maybe it has. I need to look a little deeper, but there's all kinds of great interviews about Ralston Charles as well. He immigrated to the United States in 1967 and initially got involved in the auto repair, buying and selling business, probably in Brooklyn, and then at some point started Charlie's Calypso City Record Store in Brooklyn, Ralston Charles, and amazing figure in Calypso music and soul music, apparently. Recorded some pretty well-known artists over the years, too. He's got a great, very interesting story. And that was an interesting track I hadn't heard before from that 8-track, Carol Addison, Born to Shine. We'll play a few more PSAs and promos and then get into the last half hour with a bunch of kind of rock pop sounds from 8-tracks. Thanks for listening. This is A Music Talk on WRIRLP 97.3.
Have you ever wondered what it was like the very first day the WRIR went on the air?
We're in this windowless room with headphones on. That's the only guidance we have is a clock and the time codes written next to the items on our schedule on the piece of paper. And by golly, without paying people a cent, because people just wanted to be a part of it, we had it down.
This year, WRIR is bringing you The Means of Production, an audio documentary series about the origins of community-powered radio in Richmond. Tune in all year round as we celebrate the media activists, radio rebels, and just everyday Richmond people who shaped WRIR. First Fridays, 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
Take a step toward bringing our country and community together. Start a meaningful conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
All right, one more half hour of funky, unpredictable 8-tracks. Here's David Bowie, Rebel Rebel.
are the sunlight in my growing. So little warmth, I felt the fall cold. It isn't hard to feel me grow. I watch the fire that grew so low.
Yeah, 8 tracks. Rounding out the set here, the 2 hour show of 8 tracks here. Sometimes you appreciate things more when you're deprived of them, and in this case, it's audio quality. But sometimes different things jump out of that muddy mess that is an 8-track recording, and that you hadn't noticed before. Maybe at least, maybe I'm just hearing things, but. It's always interesting to listen to different albums that you know really well on different formats. We just heard Black Sabbath with Looking for Today, before that Led Zeppelin, The Rain Song from Houses of the Holy, 8-track. Also Fleetwood Mac with Over My Head, and started off this little rock set with David Bowie, Rebel Rebel. Got about 10 minutes left until Club Unity. Stay tuned for that. Neil Young is playing in Richmond this summer at some point, and this was one of those 8-tracks that I got like halfway through digitizing it, and then it broke, and then I tried to fix it, and it ended up all over my floor. So RIP Neil Young after the Gold Rush 8-track, but I got this song, the title track, before it broke. Yeah, that's Neil Young, After the Gold Rush. And I want to give a shout out to Chris of Fuchsia Freedom Garden here in Richmond up on Adams Street. And thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful evening and a great week ahead. Thanks so much. So here's one or two more tracks. The Police from Ghost in the Machine. Very underrated song here from an 8-track. Ghost in the Machine on 8-track. What do you know? Didn't get to play all the songs I wanted to tonight, but just have to continue it at a future date. Have a great week. Happy Mother's Day. Don't forget about Mama. Stay tuned for Club Unity.
I can feel it in my feet. Listen, here it comes again.